Welcome back to Raising Deaf Kids. Time is such a powerful tool to use. I know it's hard to think of time as a tool because most of us don't use this tool efficiently or effectively. But time can be your best friend or your worst enemy, depending on the side that you're on. But what if I told you that time can actually be your greatest asset in language learning for your child, if you know how to use it correctly? Listen to today's episode as I go over how time blocking your day will help your child learn language faster. Hey, Mama, welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you want more ease in your daily life? Do you want to help your child learn language faster but have no idea where to start? Do you find yourself searching for how to learn sign language and best ways to practice speech goals? Hey, I'm Elaine. I'm a mom of three littles, two of whom are deaf. I remember when I received the hearing loss diagnosis for our child, there were so many decisions and information overload. I lacked clarity and confidence and yearned for ease and balance in our lives. It was then that I discovered strategies to support our kids' language development at home, and I even helped them learn language faster. I can't wait to share it all with you. So put down that to-do list, close out that ASL app for now, and let's get started. So, you've been working on language with your child, but it feels like a struggle, and it seems like you have no time in the day to even practice language skills at all. Well, here's the good news. You don't need to struggle anymore. I want to invite you to my free one-hour workshop called Take Control of Your Time Challenge. And during our hour together, I will teach you how to become time rich, how to identify the time suckers in your day, and how to maximize the hours that you do have to get more done in less time. After the workshop, you'll walk away with a clear view of the time windows that you have in your day to practice language with your child in a way that feels like a natural part of your daily routine. So if this sounds like something that you need in 2024, you need to take back control of your time, then I am here for you. Go save your seat for this one-day live event at elainejacobs.myflowdesk.com/time-challenge. And I cannot wait to see you in the workshop. So you're probably thinking, what the heck is time blocking? Well, in case you have not heard of this before or you've heard of it and no one ever explained it to you, time blocking is arranging your schedule so that you accomplish similar tasks all together in one block. So, for example, if you have computer work to do, you do all of your computer work at one time and you don't do anything else. And then if you have, stuff to do in the kitchen, you do all of the kitchen stuff together, right? Instead of doing the kitchen and then moving to the bathroom and to the living room, you do everything you need to do in the kitchen. Then you move on to everything you need to do in the living room. Okay, so you're blocking out or you're grouping similar tasks together. And if you're talking about like housework, which a lot of us do because we're moms on here, you're talking about accomplishing everything that you need to do in one room before you move on. So not only is this a really great way to arrange your day for better efficiency and for taking a huge mental load off of you, but will also help you focus on language with your child in a more intentional way. So, here are some ways that time blocking your schedule will lead to your child learning language faster. So, number one, you will have more time to practice the language skills. So, our first problem is that we don't even have the time to start with the language skills. We can't even get to the language skills because you don't have the time in the day to even get there. So time blocking blows this first problem out of the water. Why? Because you're going to get more done in less time, which is going to leave you with more time to practice language with your child. You may hear my 5-year-old in the background. So how are you going to do this? You're going to stop wasting time trying to come up with what to do, how to do it, what to clean, what to check off your to-do list, etc. You have that all mapped out because you're time blocking your time, so you're doing all like tasks together. And you will save time that you used to use up just trying to figure out what to do or moving from room to room, because you know you're losing time and momentum if you are cleaning and you're moving from the kitchen to the laundry back to the kitchen. That's just wasting your time. Whereas you did, if you grouped all the similar tasks together, then you have more time overall in your day. So number two, you will also have more mental capacity. So have you ever sat down to practice speech therapy with your child when you finally have the time and you're just mentally tired? Like you can't think about the speech or the practice because you're just exhausted, like mentally, and you're just not on your A game to know like what to practice or what are we doing or how are we structuring this or whatever. So this is because you've used your mental capacity a lot on the to-do list and just trying to remember everything that you have to do in your house during the day. And we do so much in our house. Even if you are a working mom, you're doing so much because you're working in or out of the house and you're still taking care of the housework and stuff. So we have a lot going on during the day. And each of those pieces chips away at our mental capacity to do other things, right? So by the evening, your brain is fried. That's because you've got too much in there. And now you don't have the mental capacity where it counts, which is being able to practice language with your child and be present during that time. So more mental capacity means you can do things like that visual reward system from Tuesday's episode. You'll have the capacity to think about how to structure that. You know, you have the capacity to focus on the other skills in speech therapy that you need to help your child out. And number three, it lets you practice language goals with your child more intentionally. So when you aren't running around rushed, you can slow down and give your child the intentional one-on-one language help that they need right now to grow their language. And right now, how you currently are, you're hurried, your mind is in a million and a half different directions. And sometimes when you sit down with your child to practice, you're not really focusing on the practice because you're focusing on everything else that you have to do today and what is running through your mind. How do I know this? Because I have been there. It's, you know, just what we do as moms, but, you know, we can also change this and we can come at life in general in a healthier way once we can control how we're using our time better. And one of the ways that you can control how you use your time better is with time blocking. So I want you time blocking out your day this week so that you can have the unrushed time to sit with your child and really focus on them and practice their language goals. So the effects of time blocking on your schedule allows you to have greater control over how you use your time. And your child benefits from this because you will have a greater capacity overall to help your child really focus on the language practice that he or she needs daily at this stage in their hearing loss. So if you're thinking that you need help setting up your schedule to help your child learn language faster, then you need to sign up right now for my workshop called Take Control of Your Time. In the 1 hour workshop, we will talk together in a group about how to find more time in your daily schedule and how to maximize the time that you do have for better results, which is practicing language with your child. If you're constantly saying, I don't have time to practice language, I don't have time to think, I don't have time to clean this kitchen, then this workshop is for you. Sign up right now at elainejacobs.myflowdesk.com/time-challenge, and that will be in the show notes for you as well. So I hope this episode today charged you up, okay, got you understanding that you can totally control your time. I know it feels really out of control right now, but there is a way to control that and be the master of your own time. And of course, as parents, we want the absolute best for our kids. And unfortunately, kids, and especially kids with hearing loss, do not come with a handbook. Really wish they did. But I want you to know that simply by being here and listening to this, you're doing a great job as a mom or a parent because you're learning and trying to find better ways to help your kid. I am so proud of your efforts and I'm so glad that you're here. I'll see you next week. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to this podcast? I never want you to miss an episode and to be without valuable information to help you and your family. Also, please leave a quick written review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Now go check off the rest of your to-dos so you can love on your family today. And I'll meet you here every Tuesday and Thursday for podcast episodes to support your whole family in language learning. Ciao, Mama!